Welcome to Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week, I'd like to talk to you about our signature defensive cooldowns, which are our hand spells. And the two hand spells I'd like to go over are Hand of Sacrifice and Hand of Protection. The first one is Hand of Sacrifice. This places a hand on the party or raid member, transferring 30% damage taken to the caster. And it lasts about 12 seconds, or until the caster has transferred 100% of their maximum health. Now, players may only have one hand on them per paladin at any one time. So if you throw another hand on them, it will actually cancel out the hand that is currently on them. Now, Hand of Sacrifice has a 2-minute cooldown, and this is a great spell for both PvE and PvP. In PvE, I generally will save this for when, like, the tank has run out of his own cooldowns and he's expecting some big damage to come in, so I'll throw my Hand of Sacrifice on him, and sometimes this can actually be the wipe saver. Now in PvP, I like to use this for several reasons. Number one, I like to throw this on the DPS taking most of the damage to kind of help keep them alive. That's kind of important. And then number two, to help keep the damage to a minimum on the flag carrier. Now generally I like to follow them around, so I'll throw a Hand of Sacrifice on them while they're being attacked, and it kind of helps to reduce the damage on them, and most of the time this is in battlegrounds. Number three, during a skirmish, which is a huge, you know, fight going on in the battleground, I like to throw this on someone if I think I might be getting stunned. Now if I get stunned, then the damage transfer through Hand of Sacrifice will break the stun, and this also works in other crowd control methods, like, you know, Polymorph. Now the second one, Hand of Protection. A targeted party or raid member is protected from all physical attacks for 10 seconds, but during that time, they cannot attack or use any kind of physical ability. Now, this only affects physical abilities, so casters can still throw out their healing spells as well as their DPS spells. So generally in both PvE and PvP, I like to save this for them because they can still throw out their DPS and their healing spells and basically still continue to do their job uninterrupted. Now the only exception is in PvP, I might save this for myself if my Divine Shield is still on cooldown. But just keep in mind that once Hand of Protection is used, you have 1 minute of forbearance, which is a debuff preventing you and the person receiving Hand of Protection from being affected by Hand of Protection, Divine Shield, Lay on Hands for up to a minute. This completes our hand spells for this week. And now for blue posts. As of this recording, a blue post came out that had Ghostcrawler responding to a forum question in regards to our mana cost to heal ratio. Now the person asking the question, he states, "Currently because of the mana cost of spells and how slowly we generate holy power, I'm basically relying on Holy Shock and Holy Light with some Word of Glories, Eternal Flame on the tank. But I'm almost forced to not use Flash of Light or Divine Light because of the mana cost to heal ratio. More than a few casts of either of those will put me in the danger zone of going out of mana, with not a lot of healing to show for it. Also, Holy Radiance doesn't do nearly as much AoE healing as it was in Cataclysm, where I could rely on it to keep the group up during rough raid damage periods." So Ghostcrawler responds by, "Holy Radiance is quite overpowered on many Dragon Soul fights, so I wouldn't use that as a yardstick for house builds should perform." Good point. "Many of the nerfs we have made to Holy Paladin healing over the course of beta have come about when our internal raid tests were dominated by Holy Paladins and Mistweaver Monks, both throughput and efficiency. We'll compare these results to healers on beta now that raid tests are open." So basically what it comes down to is that come Mist of Pandaria, like tier 11 back at the beginning of Kata, we won't be overgeared for the current content, and we'll actually have to use our healing spells to complete the task at hand. And this is actually okay with me. I actually enjoyed the challenge that we got as healers in the beginning of tier 11 because it really forced you to go out there and learn your class. So I have no problem with that at all. So this completes this week's Mega Minute with Megacode. If you'd like to reach me, you can find me on Twitter at FFPMMark. That's FFPMMark with a C. Or also on my blog page at healingspec.com.